Edith Piaf is usually thought of as a gifted, tragic figure, a great voice and spirit who sang through lost loves, loneliness, drink, and depression. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Il me fait le coup du souviens-toi. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. But actress and singer Gay Marshall takes a different approach to Piaf. Il dit rappelle-toi tes amours, rappelle-toi puisque c'est ton tour. She sees a joyful, mischievous side to France's Little Sparrow. Gay Marshall is a Piaf scholar and performer. She just finished a run of her one-woman Piaf show. Her new CD is titled Gay Marshall Sings Piaf, La Vie, L'Amour. Gay Marshall joins us from her studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Scott. So how, very happy to be here.
How does a kid from Cleveland wind up being a Piaf devotee?
Well, it was totally by chance. I read a book about her, and I suddenly had to sing those songs. I had no choice.
Now, you felt so deeply about this, as I believe I've read the story, you were appearing in Cats and took a vacation to go to France to find out about Piaf.
I was doing Chorus Line, actually.
Chorus Line. You had the big number in Chorus Line,
yes,
didn't you? What I did for love. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I won a contest that was judged by Leona Helmsley, of all people, and they sent me to Paris. And what I did was travel the city by following the places that she had lived and sung.
Let's hear a little bit of your different interpretation. We're going to take what is arguably the best-known Piaf song, certainly one of the best-known songs in the world, La Vie en Rose, and hear your interpretation. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Fair to call that playful?
She actually wrote the words to that song, which a lot of people don't know. They think that she was just an interpreter of songs, but she wrote quite a few.
So what do the depictions of Piaf we've grown used to, and I'm, of course, most recently there's the 2007 film, La Vie en Rose. What are some of those depictions? I don't want to say, in your judgment, they're wrong, but what do they miss in Piaf?
I think that they lay too heavily on the same old, tragic, sort of sensationalist part of her life, which definitely existed. I mean, she did have a drug problem, but they always neglect to mention that her drug addiction came from being put on morphine from doctors who prescribed it, because she was in a series of car accidents in the 50s that almost killed her, every single one of them. And she wouldn't wait until she'd recuperated to get back on stage. It was sort of a catch-22. She had to sing to live, and she lived to sing.
She really did have, Yeah, I think it's fair to say a tragic love life and the death of her lover.
Yes. Now, that it seems as though her life was going great guns until the death of Marcel Cerdan. And I don't think she ever got over...
We should explain the French fine heavyweight boxer and great, yes, national symbol in France.
Yes. He won the 1947 championship, I think, here at Madison Square Garden. And... But she had asked him to come to the United States, and he was already booked on the boat. And she said, oh, take the plane, take the plane. And the plane crashed, for all of you who don't know the story. And then I don't think she really ever got over that. But nothing ever sort of beat her down. She always rose to the occasion. She wrote songs for him. She sang to him. And it became another motivation for her art. Mon corps frémira sous tes mains. Peu m'importe. puisque tu m'aimes, j'irai jusqu'au bout du monde. She was so amazingly resilient and courageous. I think that there's more to be celebrated about her than just her voice. It's where her voice comes from. She was literally born on the street and rose to be the greatest singer that France has ever produced to this day.
You have performed Piaf in France.
Yes, I have. It's a tricky proposition.
Oh, boy, yes.
I mean,
exact analogies are imperfect, of course, but it would be a little bit like a French actor coming over here and trying to play Mickey Mantle.
Or
a French singer trying
Judy
to...
Garland?
Judy Garland is what was in my mind, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if someone went somewhere over the rainbow, you know, I don't think anybody would really be into it. And so I worked very, very, very hard on my accent. And it was, you know, one person said to me he asked me what I did, and I said I sang Piaf. He said, "You can't do that. You're not French." And it really upset him that I had sort of taken a chunk out of his heritage in some way. So I stopped saying that I sing Piaf, because what would happen is people say, "What do you do?" I say, I sing Piaf. And there would be a little pause. This is French people. And then they'd smile and go, "Formidable." Really sort of, how nice for you. I don't ever say no. I don't think wrong or right. I don't think I just go.
Perhaps the most controversial thing from the French point of view you've done is to take some signature Piaf songs and sung them in English.
Yes, but I'm very happy to say that lucky me, one of the authors that I met, gave me his blessing. And then that gave me the courage to go and find the other ones. And everyone, except Georges Moustaki, gave me their blessing on the translations, because Georges Moustaki was quitting smoking that day. And he was in a very bad mood. La belle histoire d'amour.
La belle histoire d'amour. I will take some license being a Frenchman by marriage to my wife.
Yes, I know.
I can't believe I'm asking this, a kid from Chicago, but can the English language quite convey the way the French lyrics do?
Yes and no. Can I answer like that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because
we have a lot of politicians on this show.
Because... I think the best way to hear them, if you don't speak French, is like the track on my CD, La Belle Histoire d'Amour, The Beautiful Story of Love, goes from French into English and then back into French and then back into English, because then you get the sense of it, but you don't lose the French atmosphere. I will never forget. I was never so sure of my heart of a love. And then on a cold, hard, can you do the same thing? No. And I don't think you can make Sophisticated Lady into French.
Ms. Marshall, thanks very much.
Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you.
Gay Marshall. Her new CD is Gay Marshall Sings Piaf, La Vie Le Mort. She joins us from our studios in New York. Emporté par la foule qui nous traîne, nous entraîne, nous éloigne l'un de l'autre. Je lutte et je me débat, mais le son de ma voix s'étouffe dans le rire des autres, et je crie de douleur, de fureur et de rage, et je pleure. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Je suis emporté au loin. Et je crispe mes poings, maudissant la foule qui me folle, comme qu'elle m'avait donné que je n'ai jamais. Oh.